Hey, what's good? What's good? How y'all doing out there? My name is Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Today, I'm going to react to Pearly Thing's video talking about how men are not interested in modern women. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
For music marketing and promotion, then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. Check us out, promopalace.biz. Also, we got the new little apparel t-shirts for all you dog lovers, all you pit bull lovers as well. Check out promopalace.biz. Get your online marketing and get the new little apparel t-shirts. Just click on the merchandise link. Okay, let's pull this up. Here we go.
Women, modern women, find 80% of men as unattractive. And so on dating apps.
Oh, I hate to stop already. Do you hear that? Modern women find 80% of men unattractive. Let's keep it moving.
And dating apps aren't looking for something serious, but that's the number one way people meet. Women only swipe right 5% of the time, up to 20% on the high end in certain studies. So women are all sleeping with the same guys. So for guys that are in that percentage, it's like they just have an abundance of girls throwing themselves at them. And then the women will come back later and say men are trash, da 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 da.
Oh, and that's what I was about to say. If women think 80% of men are unattractive, that means 100% of these chicks are fighting, sleeping with, and having relations with 20% of the men. Let's keep it moving. Come on, Pearly Things, let's go.
That's who.
Absolutely. We need to have a speed dating thing, me and you, girl.
We need
to set up a speed dating or even a courting thing when we show them how to do it properly and give them questions to ask. You know, speed dating, but we provide the questions.
You're helping me open wife school, right?
Yes, turn modern women into wives. Yes, we need to do it.
They don't want to be saved.
No, they do. I think some do.
They want to have their fun.
No, but stop it, Alex. Don't say that. Like, you know what?
The majority of women don't want to be
saved. What you're saying is right. I'm not saying that is wrong, but why does it always boil down to women?
Don't say no,
because you see what Nathan said. I like you, Nathan, by the way.
I appreciate girl.
But what made me feel like you're not scared? You're more like scared to be stuck in one because there's so many options out there because you keep dipping your cookie into the jars. Jars of different sauces.
But here's the reason.
So I think.
Whoa. Pearly Things just said, y'all only want 20% of the men, and you talking about you keep dipping your cookies into the jars. No. Y'all keep presenting your jars to be filled up with cookies. That's what's going on. Let's keep it moving.
The reason why you don't want to commit, I feel like the way you explained it to me, to one jar, is because you're like, because you saw the other jar. You saw the other thing. No. You're like, it might taste
good. Earlier on, you said too many options. That's what you said earlier.
Yeah, too many options.
Let me explain it to you. So women divorce men 70 to 80% of the time. I would argue in relationships, it's probably similar. Men aren't leaving, women are. So to a guy's point of view, he's going to commit to this girl.
It's cheaper to keep her.
And what does he get? He doesn't get purity anymore. You know, these hoes. You know, he doesn't get youth anymore. So he doesn't get either of those things. A lot of times she already has a kid. So he's not fulfilling his mating strategy. On top of that, even if he does find a good woman that maybe has the qualities he's looking for, she was going to want him to marry her, right? And what does he get out of that? Oh, she can leave and take half and take my kids. Okay. And she's paid to take my kids away from me. She gets more money if she takes my children. Mm-hmm. And so from the men's point of view, they're just kind of like, F it, because like women aren't wives nowadays.
She said, when a woman already has kids or a kid, a man can't fill his natural, I guess, instincts. And that's to procreate. A man's job is to procreate. That is our job. That's what the laws of nature have designed for us. It's just mankind, you know, women and men that apply all these non-natural laws to it, you know. And then what else did she say in there? She said the woman is going to take half his money because they initiate most of the divorces, because men, we got a saying, it's cheaper to keep her. So they initiate most of the divorces. They take half the money that they had nothing to do with actually earning, you know. Like, he went and worked all those hours and earned that money, and she's taking half of it. And then she's automatically taking the kids. And that's because they think, like, just because women give birth and carry the kid, they, you know, that we didn't create that inside of them. Like Akon said, we men are the creators of our life, because we can just masturbate into an incubator and bam, kid time. Women will always need sperm and semen from men to impregnate. Or they're going to need sperm and semen from something of the male species to impregnate. I can tell you that much. Let's keep it moving. All right, come on, Pearly Things.
Kind of like, F it, because like women aren't wives nowadays. And what do they get out of it?
But
like,
you know,
men are logical. Sorry. They're logical, yep. People. And so they're thinking, does the benefit outweigh the cost? And like, I just think as women, we have to look at ourselves and say, the benefits we bring nowadays don't outweigh the cost for most men.
You know, for the sake of argument, and finally it's about my turn to, you know, help the boys out. I'll tell you something. Hello, boys, do you know the best way for you to deal with a modern woman? Be stush. Stush means be a bit more stuck up about yourself, because actually girls don't like rejection. And the moment you reject one, she wants you more because it's a challenge. At that moment, you've got the power. If you want her, you want to maneuver and check what she's on, and you want to get her in your books.
No,
pump the brakes. That is horseshit. That is bullshit. When you already got your mind made up that 80% of the men are unattractive. This idea that she's going to be more attractive to you because she was rejected is bogus. It's horseshit. It's bullshit. Keep it moving. Come on, Pearly Things. What do we got going on here?
Listen to this from the men's point of view. So I have to play a bunch of games with these women in order to get to them to commit to me. Why do it at all?
Because
why is it worth it?
Yeah, no. It's like, what is the benefit to the men? Like, what, genuinely, who in here has a cookbook? Maybe you. Maybe
I don't
you
need do. A cookbook. I do.
What?
I do.
You don't
but,
need
like,
a cookbook.
But that's what I'm saying.
Are you asking if we can cook?
No, none of us in here can be considered traditional women. And back then, an average guy could get a traditional woman. And now what does he get? He gets a boss bitch, a boss babe, a girl that's been ran through. He gets an ex-ho. He gets a born-again virgin. Like,
what do
this
I
is,
get?
As women, yeah. This is what do we get? We still get protection and provisioning.
Are you sure?
And the average salary could cover an apartment. But the thing is, like, women, we want this lifestyle that's not even realistic nowadays. Mm. Like, we want men that make more than we do. Mm. And we want them to pay all of the bills. But it's like, we all have our nails done. We have We get our hair dyed. We have makeup. We have all of this stuff that costs money because we want this lifestyle. And I've had girls come on my show and I say, would you date an average guy for companionship? But you would have to go down in lifestyle. And they say, no, we're addicted to lifestyle.
Okay. I would add from a male perspective, what I find, and I think that this is why most guys don't bother.
And actually, I said that wrong. Basically, I said it right. Like 89% of the women are trying to sleep with 10% of the men, you know, because women have this laundry list of you got to be a certain height, you got to make a certain money, live in a certain house, drive a certain car, wear certain clothes. We ain't even throwing in dick sizes yet, you know what I'm saying? It's like I posted on Facebook, like, women be like, yo, I don't want to date you because you're too short. And I'm like, yo, bitch, you wearing heels. You shorter than me. What are you talking about? It be chicks that be shorter than me talking about, I ain't tall enough. Bitch, I'm taller than you. What are you talking about? I ain't tall enough. It's like a laundry list. And if they can't get that whole laundry list, they're not satisfied. But that laundry list doesn't exist. There's always something going to be missing, you know, off of that list of requirements. You know, it's not, they can't just settle with like, for example, the guy could be a millionaire, dress nice, and have a big house. And say he doesn't even have a car. No, that's not enough. Or if he's not tall enough, that's not enough. You know, a cat like me, I work from home. I don't need a car. I don't want a car. Everything I need is in walking distance. You know, I like my lifestyle. I choose to live like her, but I do pay all my rent, all my bills every single month by myself. I cook, I clean, I run my business by myself, my podcast, everything. Super independent. I don't like to depend on nobody for nothing. Even without a car, I don't like to just call people up like, I need a ride here, I need a ride there. No, I just go. I'll just take a Lyft, I'll take an Uber if it's too far walking distance. But like I said, everything I need is a walking distance. You know, but that's not enough for a woman. It's not enough that, you know, I think I'm attractive. I am very responsible, take care of all my bills. I cook, I clean, you know. I definitely would protect a woman. I got the 12 gauge in the closet right now, you know. But it's never enough. It's always like that one thing is missing. So it's not enough. Let's keep it moving. Come on, pearly things, keep it moving. All right, so,
addicted to lifestyle.
Yep.
Okay. I would add from a male perspective, what I find, and I think that this is why most guys don't bother, and this is, you know, why I you know, for me, it's the biggest kind of consumer of my energy when it comes to dating in this whole game, is that all modern women want my time and attention in it. When I go to a club, there's 10 hot girls who think I'm going to get their number, talk to them for 3 months, take them out until they eventually decide to, you know, we can do this or that or whatever. And it's just nonstop. And they all think I have all the time in the world, and that they're all so special and interesting, and that they all deserve the red carpet treatment. And these women do nothing for me. They do absolutely nothing. They can barely hold a conversation. They can't start a conversation. They got no date ideas. They don't even know how to be feminine from. They're sitting, they think wearing a tight skirt is feminine, isn't it? And you can stand around and guys would just throw themselves at you, which is kind of, that's why.
Which is what they do, and that's why I said move mustache.
When is the last time a girl planned a day for you?
Oh my God.
Like plans, like a planned a whole day, got you a really, a thoughtful gift that had nothing to do with her, nothing she wanted.
I'm glad you asked that question. I don't remember the last time.
They didn't do it, but they...
So basically what he's saying is every woman on this planet thinks she's the prize. No, that's not the case. If you're trying to find a high, as they say, high valued man that was rich, drives a fancy car, lives in a fancy house, got all expensive clothes, jewelry, living that fancy, expensive lifestyle. Well, then he's the prize. You know? Like, women, that's the thing. Like, how can you, like, a woman can have no job, no money of her own, no car, no crib, and a guy could have all that, and she still thinks she's the prize. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's just so crazy that you would think that...
Nothing to do with her. Nothing she wanted.
I'm glad you asked that question. I don't remember the last time.
They didn't do it, but they talk about equality a lot.
No, but you're generalizing. You're generalizing a lot as
like,
well.
Even if it was just a hookup that maybe liked you or got feelings or whatever, did any of them like try to compete for you?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Because they're all queens.
Because it's an ego thing. Because girls won't put aside their ego.
They're all 10 out of 10s. They're all queens. They're all boss bitches.
No, she's got a point. For once, I'll agree with her. She does have a point. Girls, do you know what? Stop being so annoying. If you want to see the guy, ask him, can I see you? If you want to go on a date with him and you invite him, make sure that you did the invitation. Be polite, have manners, and you're the one that is the host, therefore you to pattern the thing. Stop always waiting for the guy to make the first move.
I get the impression
No, you can't turn around and say that the men want feminine women,
and that you
so
want to
how
chased.
Can a woman,
you know what, I gotta stop again. I gotta agree with her 100%. Most of the chicks that I went after have turned me down, but I've had chicks that have came after me and showed that they were attracted to me, and very boldly as well. And I could tell you right now, it's a complete turn on when a woman approaches you, even if she's not attractive at all. Even if I wasn't physically attracted to her, it is a complete turn on when a woman approaches a man. I had a chick about run me over one time in the middle of the road to holler at me. Because I was wearing Carolina Blue Tims. You know, I remember when I worked at Myrtle Beach, I was working at McDonald's and I had to go work at another store to help them out. And I got in an argument with a chick working there. And she had to actually give me a ride back to the other store I was working at. And the next day she just called and was like, yo, I'm going to pick you up from work and give you a ride home. Click. I mean, you know what time it is. You know what time it is when a woman just says, hey, you know, I'm coming to pick you up, take you home from work. I mean, that is so attractive and such a turn on, but women always think that they're just the prize. You know, that's not how it works. Like, if you want something, you go get it, man. And women want a man, but expect to wait for him to initiate the moves. And what if he doesn't even notice you and not even attracted to you at all? But I guarantee if you go and holler at him and show you attracted, he'll possibly be turned on by that, because I know I do. So I totally agree with that chick. She was saying that women need to be more on the initiating side and stop making men do all the initiating. That's why that just goes to show there's no quality in this. They, like he said, they think they're the prize. It's all about them. We should, you know, you see men all the time just buying roses for women out the blue and buying gifts for them, but you never see women just just like, let me go buy my man or my boyfriend something out the blue. No, it's only birthday and Christmas time only, usually. It's, you know, there's some women that do, you know, but it's very rare. It's very few, you know, very, very few. I think I done seen enough. I like Pearly Things. She definitely doesn't hold back. She goes in on all these women. Pearly Things is like the Kevin Samuels of the relationship content for women. She's like the women version of Kevin Samuels. I mean, she's saying everything Kevin Samuels would say. Fresh and fit, maybe not as harsh, but just close. Cause she said, you know, she's like, you know, what are men getting? You're getting a woman who's a hoe. she's used. She's like a used car. And we know like used cars devalue. As soon as you drive off the lot with a car, the value goes down. It's automatically used. You know, but yeah, I like pearly things. It seems like every time I watch the videos, she be pissing these women off because she be telling them about themselves. I just see that she agrees with the men a lot about how these modern women are. You know, they're like, they're modern, but they expect the man to be traditional. That's not how it works. Traditional men want traditional women, and modern men want modern women. And I would argue that probably a lot of the modern men want traditional women as well. You know, and that's the thing. When you throw out that word submit, they act like it's like you're telling them to be a slave or something, man. Like, no, it just means like follow my lead, man. Let me lead us to the promised land. Let me lead us. Let a king be a king and a queen be a queen, you know. Once again, I'm thank you for tuning in. This was reaction to why men don't want modern women. And let me also show you another little advertisement here for the New Litter Apparel t-shirts. Check this out. As you see the t-shirts, we got the pits and the dogs on the t-shirts. For all you dog lovers, check us out, newlitterapparel.com. Or not .com, my bad. New Litter Apparel used to be .com. But go to promopals.biz, click on merchandise. And we also got an SD, sd.com/shop/newlitterdesign. And I'll be putting those links in the description as well. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.